Great is the power of tshuva. That even willful transgressions, even zdonos, nasas lo kishkagos, that downgraded to unintentional transgressions. Shenema shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta bavonecha ha'ovon mezidhu. Avon, the connotation of avon is that it's something willful, intentional, Rachman Letzlan, v'kokori le michshol, and yet the pasuk refers to it as a stumbling block. Says the Gemara, Eini v'homer eshlok ish gdola tshuva shizdonos nasos lo kizzechuyos. But eshlokish, the same eshlokish, says that great is the power of tshuva, that Rachman Letzlan, a willful avera, through the transformative effect of tshuva, can become a source of merit. Shenemu b'shuv rosha merishasa v'osa mishpat utztaka aleihem hu yichye lokashya kan me'ahava kan me'yira. One statement of Eish Lakish is referring to when the tshuva is undertaken. The motivation, the impetus for tshuva is Avas Hashem. And in the other, the motivation, the impetus for tshuva is Yira. Simply, Yira Sa'onesh. A person is afraid, Rachmana Litzlan, of the punishment which could be forthcoming. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts a tshuva meyira is something remarkable. Moshe l'mah dov adome, you have someone robs a bank. In the course of the robbery, to make sure that he doesn't have any opposition which will prevent him from carrying out his scheme, he pistol whips the bank guard, but he's caught on the security camera, and ultimately he's tried and convicted. He's given a couple of minutes to address the judge before sentencing, and he's crying. Why is he crying? Hitaka does have a charata now. Hitaka is filled with a sense of remorse and regret, but it's only because he's about to feel what the wages of sin are. It doesn't seem to be anything noble about his tshuva. It is a tshuva. There is a charata. There is a sense of regret and remorse that he ever went down this path. He realizes now that the path was wrong. But the only reason he realizes it is because the judge is about to throw the book at him. That's exactly what our tshuva meyira is. And the Ribbono Shel Olam accepts it. The Ribbono Shel Olam accepts such a tshuva. No question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel rachum v'chanu. There's no question as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts such a tshuva. It's not a question. And nonetheless, perhaps it would be instructive to understand a little bit, if we can, this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he accepts a tshuva meyira. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Yisodei HaTorah writes as follows: Hakel hanichbar v'hanora hazeh mitzvah la'ahavo uliyira mimenu shenema v'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha v'nema as Hashem Elokecha tira. Again, Hakela Nichbar Vahanora Hazem Mitzvah La'ava Uliyera Mimenu is a mitzvah to love and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, the two psukim, Vahafta Eis Hashem Elokecha, Vinemar Eis Hashem Elokecha Tira. There's something very conspicuous about the Rambam's formulation, that the Rambam changes the idiom of the pasuk. The pasuk speaks of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira in the accusative. There's no preposition there. It's Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The Rambam changes it to Liyera Mimenu. And he doesn't only do that once, he does it consistently. Again, reading in the Frankel Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where he lists the mitzvos that will be discussed in these halachos, mitzvah dalet is la'ahavo, to love him. Mitzvah hey is liyera mimenu. Again, with that, with the preposition, to have fear from him. Not to fear him, as the pasuk reads, but rather liyera mimenu. And so in each of the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Gimel La'ahavo, Mitzvah Dal Liyera Mimenu. And it's especially striking because the Rambam's quoting the pasuk that doesn't formulate it that way. Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, V'heichi haderech la'avaso v'yiraso. How is a person inspired to avas Hashem, to yiras Hashem? B'shar she'yizbonin ha'odim b'masav u'bu'av ha'niflo'im ha'gedolim v'yirim mehem chochmoso she'ein la'erech v'loketz. When a person reflects upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great and wondrous creation, and sees the infinite, inestimable wisdom which is reflected therein, miyad hu oev u'mshabeach u'mfo'er, immediately a person has a sense of love and praises and glorifies u'misavet taiva gedola, and has this tremendous desire, leida Hashem ha'godol tenoa kodesh baruch hu, k'mo she'omer David, soma nafshi le'elukim le'kel choy. David HaMelech says, my soul thirsts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mekshemechashe b'dvarim ha'elo atzman, miyad hu nirta la'achorav, v'yore, v'yefached, v'yodeyesh, u'bir yaktana, shvela, afela, omed b'das, kala, mu'uta lefnei trim deyos. And when a person reflects upon these same things, so he recoils, and he's filled with a sense of awe and dread, and he knows what a lowly creature he is, totally unenlightened, standing with such meager understanding and intelligence before HaKadosh Baruch Hu of perfect knowledge. The Rambam here is describing Yiras HaRamamos. Rambam's describing the sense of awe because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty, because of his exaltedness. He doesn't mention Yiras HaOnesh. The sense of fear that a person is supposed to have because of the 11th of the 13 Ikarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gomel Tov L'Shomei Mitzvosav U'Manish L'Ovei Mitzvosav. The Rambam doesn't mention that. Conversely, in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's the only thing he mentions. Shenira bias on shel b'chol eis. That we should constantly be afraid of punishment for chet. Shenira bias on shel b'chol eis. There's no mention of Yiras HaRamamos, only Yiras HaOnesh. Here in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is describing only Yiras HaRamamos, only that sense of awe because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, his majesty, not a sense of Yiras HaOnesh. The Rambam gives as one of his rules in Sefer Mitzvahs, for mitzvahs which types of mitzvahs are included in the list of Taryag and which not, So the Rambam says that anything which is all-encompassing is not included in the Minyan Taryag. So the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, because he says that Kedusha is the goal of everything we do. Kedusha encompasses all mitzvahs. So Kedusha isn't a single discrete mitzvah, but rather it's an overarching goal for all of Torah. For that reason, it would appear that in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam only speaks of Yiras HaOnesh, because Yiras HaRomam was to have a sense of fear because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, his exaltedness. That's also a goal of all of Torah and Mitzvahs. It's not an independent, discrete mitzvah. It's a goal of everything. If the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem appears in Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's because of Yiras HaOnesh. Yiras HaOnesh is something discrete and self-contained. The fact that a person should have, again, a sense of accountability, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable, so that's something discrete and self-contained. That warrants inclusion in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. When the Rambam says, "Hakela nichved v'anora hazeh mitzvah la'ahava u'liyira mimenu shenemar es v'ahavta es Hashem l'kech v'nema es Hashem l'kech otira," so the Rambam says, when the Torah speaks of es Hashem l'kech otira, the Torah is including as well, and perhaps even primarily, Yiras HaRomamus. That's the ultimate goal. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get. That's the level that he wants us to attain. Es Hashem Elokech Atira. The fear is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of who he is, because of what he is. That's what the Pasuk primarily wants us to achieve, to attain. But the Rambam says, when I tell you it's a mitzvah essay, when it's a discrete mitzvah essay in the list of 613, that's not because of the element of Yiras HaRomamus, that's rather because of the element of Yiras HaOnesh, L'yira Mimenu. The mem has that sense of being afraid from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. That's the sense, the Yira Mimenu. So hence the Pasuk is Es Hashem Elokech Atira, because Yira Saramu says, what is a person afraid? He's afraid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his greatness, because of his awesomeness. Es Hashem Elokech Atira, the accusative. There's no room for any preposition. But in Minyan HaMitzvahs, when I tell you it's a mitzvah essay in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when I tell you in Halacha Aleph here that it's a mitzvah essay, one of the 613, so there the emphasis, there the focus has to be on the Yiras HaOnesh, L'yira Mimenu. And thus, the Rambam actually does have Yiras HaOnesh here in the Yad as well. Let's turn for a moment to what Yiras HaOnesh entails. Lira Bias Onsho B'chol Eis, Rav Kapach's translation reads, Shanira bias oncho v'lo yiyya levavenu b'li mogor elav kol hayom. To constantly fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishment, to fear His punishment, that our hearts should not be without that sense of fear at any point during the day. We'll, Be'ezus Hashem, elaborate on this shortly. But Yiras HaOnesh means having a sense of accountability. when one goes to the bank, to the teller, and the teller is giving, you make a withdrawal, and the teller is giving bills, so they count the bills once, they count the bills twice, maybe a third time, because there's a sense of accountability. If there's anything amiss when their draw gets checked, at the end of the day, they're going to be held accountable. That awareness of accountability is something that's supposed to be omnipresent. Sefer HaChinuch says, and specifically, when a person is confronted with a situation of potential chait, that's when he is especially obligated to awaken himself. That feeling of yiras ha'onesh should inhibit one from chait. And if it doesn't, so then one is guilty of having been mevatel this mitzvah essay of yiras Hashem, of yiras ha'onesh. Lahoyir es rucho. Person is supposed to arouse himself when confronted with a situation of chait. If we reflect for a moment, so lechor it should be a kal v'chomer that if yiras ha'onesh should inhibit us from chait in the first time, so al achas kama v'kama, how much more so that the mitzvah of yiras ha'onesh, the mitzvah of es Hashem Elokecha tira, should also serve as impetus for tshuva. If I know Rachmana Litzlan of chatoim, so if es Hashem Elokecha tira shenira bias omsho b'chol eis should inhibit me from the chait in the first place, so how much more so that with a sense of urgency it should impel me to do tshuva. So in addition to mitzvah's tshuva itself, the mitzvah of yiras Hashem, the mitzvah of es Hashem Elokecha tira, of yiras ha'onesh, obligates us in tshuva. Tshuva acts as a tris b'fnei ha'poranus. Tshuva shields us from punishment, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu atones for our chatoim. And thus, es Hashem Elokecha tira is mechayev in tshuva. Yiras ha'onesh obligates us to do tshuva. That's the point. Rabbeinu Yonah's mashal at the very beginning of Shari Tshuva about these prisoners. Several of them tunnel out and they break out, and one of them doesn't go. And when the melech hears about it, he's enraged with the one who didn't break out, with the one who didn't leave. Because the one who didn't leave, what Rabbeinu Yonah is, the mashal can be distracting, but what Rabbeinu Yonah intends with the mashal is it shows a sense of apathy or contemptuousness to what the king can do to him if he stays in jail. So yiras ha'onesh is mechayev in tshuva. If the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a mitzvah of yiras ha'onesh, which obligates us to do tshuva, then certainly he's going to be willing to accept a tshuva which comes mitoch yira. But it goes beyond that. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. However, however many degrees a person accumulates, whatever a person scores on an IQ test, there's no chokhma unless there's Yiras Hashem. Chokhma is a defining human quality, a defining human trait. Pasuk says in Tilim, Ishbar lo yeda uchsil lo yavin azos. So what does Ishbar mean? Ishbar means an ignorant person. The word ba'ar, bi'iro, bi'iram, means animal. So the Metzudas explains that a person without chachma doesn't have the defining human quality. A person who's mired in ignorance, ishbar lo yedo chsil lo yavin azos. So the word for ignorant comes from the word for an animal. So that means that the very tzuras ha'adam, the defining human quality, is that a person has yiras Hashem. Without chokhmah, a person is reduced to being an ishbar. Reishis chokhmah yiras Hashem. So the tzuras ha'adam, the defining, essential human characteristic, is to have Yiras Hashem at the very least on the level of Yiras HaOnesh. Maharal and others explain that tshuva means not only tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also tshuva to oneself. Tshuva to the real person. The real person is Elokai, Neshama, Shenasata, Bi, Tahorahi. Person does tshuva, he's going to Hashem, but he's also returning to himself. So it's true that a tshuva meyira is only meyira, but a tshuva meyira is a tshuva meyira. A person is redeeming himself. A person goes from ishbar lo yeda to reishis chokh meyiras Hashem. He regains his essential human quality, his essential humanity. True, it's only a tshuva meyira, but it's a tshuva meyira. So many of the Sfarim explain that Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are a time for tshuva meyira, Sukkos, Be'ezus Hashem, a time for tshuva me'ahava. When thinking about the relationship between the mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, of Yiras HaOnesh, and tshuva, we begin to understand a phenomenon that so many comment on. We're all aware of it, a very, very painful reality, which is the lack of reaction, that we don't feel Chodesh Elul. Four days away from the Yom HaDin, we don't feel it. It's an observation that we've all heard countless times. But the answer is, if the whole notion of Yiras HaOnesh is so alien to us, so what hisorus is there going to be in Chodesh Elul or in Aseres Yimei Tshuva? The lonus mipach pesheihem, the sense of urgency that Rabbeinu Yonah talks about in Shari Tshuva, to flee, to save ourselves, all of that ultimately has to emanate from a sense of Yiras HaOnesh. We don't have an adequate sense of Yiras HaOnesh. In the presentation of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikorim, in the Siddur, each of them is introduced with Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shleima. So apparently a person can believe, but not necessarily with Emunah Shleima. A person can believe, a person can subscribe to a belief, a person can affirm a belief, but a person can feel a belief. A person can internalize a belief. A person can live based upon that belief. The sense of sluggishness that we have during Chodesh Elul would seem to point to the fact that we don't feel it. That Chodesh Baruch Hu Gomel Tov L'Shomei Mitzvosav U'Manish L'Ovei Mitzvosav is something we know. An imamin. But it's not something we feel, Ve'amun HaShleima. So given that this is the key to the season of Elul and Yom Ha'Avodah, let's try to understand a little bit more just what Yiras HaOnesh entails. We'll read just a few. We could go back to Rishonim Chazal. We'll just read a few classic sources from the Gedolei Achronim. Mesilas Yisharim, lo yashkichu hachamuros es hakalos. More serious offenses don't overshadow less serious offenses. Lo yalim hadayon eino mehem klal ka'ashe lo yalim mehachamuros. And the judge won't turn his eye away from them, won't close his eye to lesser offenses, the same way he won't disregard more serious offenses. Ela al kulam yashkiach v'yefakeach. He'll be mindful of all of them. Lodun kol echad mehem, to judge in each of them. Ulahanish achar kach al kol echad kifi mashehu. V'hu mashe shlomo hamelech olav ha-shalom omer, ki es kol masa ho-elokim yavi b'mishpat. Ki kasher ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach min lishkoa kol ma'ase tov katan kamo shehu, the smallest good deed is rewarded. Kein lo yaniach min lishpot ulahochiach kol ma'ase ra katan kamo shehu. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't disregard the seemingly minor offenses. Ulahotzi milev harotzim lehispatos. And to drive this notion out of the heart of those who want to be convinced, v'lachshov, shlo yale ha'odon baruch hu bedinov hadvarim hakalim v'lo yikal cheshbon aleihem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will disregard those. Huma sha'ama Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom, Hatzur tomim polu ki chodrochav mishpat kel emunah ve'ein ovel. Kachi amida va'al hakol hudon va'al kol chet hu ma'anish ve'ein lehim oleit. And without the benefit of tshuva, there is no refuge from chait. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Igeres HaMusa, Yom HaMoves Mikol Mechuse. The timing of the day of death is hidden from all. Pisom Yavo. It can come suddenly. And when it comes, V'Elokim Yifkol Diskol Ma'asa Asher Asa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then reckon every action a person did, achas mehen lo ne'adara. Nothing will be missing, nothing will be omitted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scrutiny. And at that point, ein monos u'miflot lihinotzel. At that point, a person has no refuge. The refuge of tshuva is available now. It's not available at that point. Eila zos, we were talking again about how yira saonesh is mechayiv in tshuva. Kol od nishmasenu bikirbenu nemaher nochisha lefaleis drachenu latov. So long as our soul is within us, we should quickly, with a sense of urgency, do tshuva. And maybe the most remarkable source, there's a letter written by Reb Chaim Berlin. Reb Chaim Berlin was the oldest son of the Netziv. He was the Rav in Moscow and then later came to Eretz Yisrael. He was very friendly with one of the leading Talmidim of Reb Yisrael Salanter, Reb Itzel of Lazar. He writes the following letter. V'zeh hoya b'yom yud aleph menachemov. Reb Itzel of Lazar predeceased Reb Chaim Berlin. They had been very, very close. Reb Itzel of Lazar was Rav in Petersburg. Chaim Berlin was in Moscow. And then later they both came to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Vayihi b'leil Shabbos kodesh shel ha'acharav. Friday night, Leil Shabbos of the Shiva for Reb Itzel of Lazar. Somuch l'or ha'boker was coming close to daybreak. Bo ha'manoach etzli b'chalom. The departed, Reb Itzel of Lazar, appeared to me, says Reb Chaim Berlin, in a dream. V'omer li yiyasha koch al shalo higato alai shavach. Reb Itzel of Lazar had left a tzavah that he didn't want any hespedim. And Reb Chaim Berlin and all others had followed that tzava'a. Even though Reb Chaim Berlin spoke, it was just divre hisarus. He didn't eulogize Reb Itzel. So he gives him a yeshakayach. V'sha'alti mimenu, Reb Chaim Berlin in his dream asked Reb Itzel Blaza, "Ma nasa bedino ba'olam hahu? What's happening? What's happening in the olam ha'emes?" V'omer li, and Reb Itzel told him, "Shedin shalma lachomu ma'od, she'i'efshar l'shum odam ba'olam hazeh l'sha'arekla." It's impossible for anyone in this world to have an accurate sense for the din which happens in Shamayim. Ubiyichud, and especially makpidim ma'od al devorim ha'asurim shenidbu shaloka hogan. And in the Bezdin Shel Mala, what they're especially strict about is improper speech. So Yiras HaOnesh has two components. There's a component of recognizing the comprehensiveness of our accountability, that everything we do, everything we say, we're accountable for. And that accountability without tshuva translates into onesh, Rachman Litzlan. So what does all this mean, halacha l'maisa? So we know intellectually that a Yom HaDin is impending. We know that the key to being able to react and to respond and to prepare is to have some modicum of Yeras HaOnesh. So first of all, we need to spend time just reflecting on this idea of our accountability, on some of these sources. Time in his bodidus to reflect. Reflection leads to internalization. The more we reflect, the more we review, the more we reinforce, the more it penetrates and the more it seeps in. To sit with that, with those few lines, be it in the Maseilas Yesharim, be it in Rabbi Yisrael's Igeres HaMusar, the letter from Rabbi Chaim Berlin, the Igeres HaGra, the Ramban's Torah Sa'odam, whatever the source will be, to reflect and to review and to reinforce the reality of what we believe. It's not just an imamin, it's not just something to which we subscribe, but there's a reality to it. An imamin be'emuna shleima. Second of all, to try, think on the radio when they have call-in shows, so they have this 3-second rule. That they can, there's a 3-second delay, so if they don't want something to get on the air, so they can pull the plug on it. Lahavdil, if we had a 3-second rule before acting, before speaking, to try to train ourselves that there should be a hesitation of, am I ready to give an accounting? Am I ready to defend what I'm about to say? Am I ready to defend? Am I ready to account for what I'm about to do? If we could develop that habit, again, hesitation, to hesitate, to weigh. Now the truth is that what we've been talking about is very heavy. It's very sobering and very, very heavy. We are supposed to reflect on these realities. They are realities. There's no refuge by living in a fool's paradise. But reflecting on these realities is supposed to humble us, supposed to energize us to do tshuva, not chas v'shalom to become depressed. Coming back to the Rambam in Perek Beis of Yesodei HaTorah that we read a little while ago, V'kel ha'nichbad v'hanora hazeh mitzvah la'ahavo li'yira mimenu, sh'nema v'haftas Hashem alokecha, v'nemas Hashem alokecha tira. The Rambam here is very noteworthy for the following reason. I don't know how many other examples there are, perhaps there are other examples, I don't know, but there aren't too many, where the Rambam compresses two mitzvahs into the same halacha. Generally, each mitzvah gets its own do. Rambam will introduce one mitzvah in one halacha, finish dealing with that halacha, that mitzvah, then he'll move on to the next. Here the Rambam, in one breath, b'neshima achas, mitzvah la'ahavo li'yira mimenu, shenema v'haftas Hashem alokecha v'nemes Hashem alokecha tira. And then even in halacha beis, he says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that the impetus for both is one and the same. The two mitzvahs of Ava and Yira are conjoined here. So there are more than one explanation for this. The one that pertains to us now is a person can't live with one without the other. Ava without Yira is not real because it distorts what our real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Imagine a son who's so close with his father, which should be the case. They've learned together for so many years, they've shared so much, and there's a wonderful sense of intimacy, such a wonderful sense of intimacy that the son calls the father by his first name. So the intimacy should be there, the closeness should be there, but that already becomes a caricature. That already distorts the relationship. At the end of the day, the intimacy and the love is between father and son. It's not between two friends. Person can't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu without fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, a person can't only fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then it's not only sobering and humbling, but it can become depressing and overwhelming. So hence the Rambam presents the two together. Because the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the Ava is reciprocal. Ava Rabba Aftanu. Avas Olam Beis Yisrael Amcha Ahavta. There's a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that love is reciprocal. It's reciprocated. So we owe it to ourselves to reflect on Yiras HaOnesh. We owe it to ourselves to try to develop a sense of Yiras HaOnesh, but at the same time, to keep that from being crippling, depressing, paralyzing. We also have to reflect on the other component of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Netziv has a comment on this morning's Kriya Satara. Ki a mitzvah azal sasher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimcha v'lo v'chokahi. So like the Ramban in the Sforno, the Netziv says that the mitzvah here is the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not hidden. It's not distant from us. Ki korv eilocha hadova ma'od. It's very, very close to us. Says the Netziv, specifically, that the Torah here is referring to tshuva me'ahava. That which is lo nifleis and v'lo v'cholka is not just a tshuva me'yira, but even a tshuva me'ahava is lo nifleis v'lo v'cholka. K'di'isa b'zohar ha'kadosh di'yisrael v'oray sechad ritzono lomar d'shoresh nishmas Yisrael achuza b'shoresh nishmas ha'Torah. The source for the neshama of every Jew is in the Torah. There's a natural affinity that a Jew has for the Torah, that a Jew has for the Ribono Shel Olam. Ato Yisrael v'notzarta l'chach. Ki korov eilecha sh'ato Yisrael v'notzarta l'chach. Tshuva, even a tshuva me'ava, says the Netziv, is close because you're a Jew and you were created for this. You're oriented towards this. There is a natural affinity. Rebbei Simcha in Meshech Chochma has a very similar comment on Kikor Ve'elecha Adov Amor B'fichu V'vovcha La'asoso. He says naturally the Jewish soul is naturally inclined to Darkei HaTorah and Avas Hashem. Yiras HaOnesh is not an end unto itself, but it's an indispensable sense of discipline which is necessary to allow us to realize the potential of the great, great neshama which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has infused within us. And hence, the Rosh, famously, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes a Yerushalmi, Omer Rabbi Simon, Ksiv ki mi goy gadol. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yeshua, Ezo umma ku umma zos, what nation is there like this nation, sheyodas ofyo shel elokeha? It knows the character of its God. But knowing Shabbaolam Adam Shiyesh Ludin, Lovesh Shchorim, Umiskasa Shchorim, Umegadal Zakono, Veeno Chotech Zipono, Vifisha Eni Ode, Echdino Yotze. Generally, when a person is standing trial on a capital charge, there's a sense of mourning. He clothes himself in black. Doesn't trim his beard, doesn't cut the fingernails, because he doesn't know how his din will emerge. Aval Yisrael einon kein. But that's not how we approach the Yom HaDin. Lovshim levonim, umisatfim levonim, umegalchim zakonim, vechotchim tziponehem. We dress up, Shabbos clothing. Ve'ochlin v'shosin usmechin b'Rosh Hashanah. The Fisher Yodin Shakurish Baruch Osa Lohem Nisim Umata Ezdinam Lakav Schus Vikore Lohem Gzardinam. The ideal Hachana for Rosh Hashanah ideal hachana in these Yimei Yira V'Fachad, we should hear a loud, loud voice proclaiming the words of David HaMelech, Soma mipachtucho besori umimishpatacho yoresi. I tremble out of fear for you, and I'm terrified of your judgment. And yet, in the background, there's a soft, yet unmistakable voice where we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Rotze B'Shuva, Umar Ve'Lesloach, saying, Kilo Echbod B'mos HaMeis Nu'um Hashem Elokim V'Hashiva V'Chiyu. The louder tone, the louder voice, is one that should instill fear, mortal fear, and there should be a sense of anguish in thinking about chet. And yet, amidst that anguish, there's also a sense of optimism. Soma mipachtecha b'sari u'mimishpatecha yaresi. And yet simultaneously, we hear in a softer voice, which is what gives us the impetus and the energy to undertake the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's rotze b'tshuva mar b'lesloch kelo echbot b'mos ha'meis nu'um Hashem Elokim v'hashivu, just to do tshuva, ki kov elecha hadova v'chiyu, and to live.